Okay, the very bottom of Kaf Ter Omer Beis. Itmar. You remember what Itmar is? We just talked about it at length last week, so... Itmar is Machlok and Amorim. Chaliot b've'atat hitzaveh. Two lines from the bottom, the penultimate line. Chaliot b've'atat hitzaveh. Parshat Shkalim comes out on Parshat Tetzaveh. What is Parshat Tetzaveh in relation to what we read for Parshat Shkalim? It's the week before. Parshat Shkalim, the Aliyah for Shkalim, is the Rishon of what we call Ketisa. So what would you have to do? You have to read Parshat Tetzaveh, and then you would have to continue to Ketisa. Like, you really wouldn't bring out a second Sefer Torah, because it's right there. How often does this happen? I don't think it happens at all. According to our calendar, this doesn't happen. So what would you do? So, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha Karushita Mivatat Tzaveh Ad Kitisa V'chad Michitisa Ad Vasita. So if you open your Chumash, right now there's six aliyahs go for you would divide up Tetzaveh into six aliyahs. And the seventh one would read from Kitisa until Vasita. Vasita Kior Nechoshet is the beginning of the next. In other words, what we call Parshat Shkalim goes from Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph to Pasuk Tet Zayin. Oh, it should be 7-1, not 6-1. Elamah. What's the mafter going to be? That's what we do today. Vamar Abaye, Omri.
What is that? What is it that we need for Tzaveh? How many of these?
Tetzaveh is divided into six aliyahs.
And then we read the first part of the
aliyah. And then for the seventh aliyah, you read what anyway would be for Shkalim, which happens to be the very next to Hemshech.
Why would you do it that way? Why wouldn't you just read seven aliyahs Tetzaveh and then read the first?
He wasn't listening to you.
No.
You guys are like good friends and neighbors. You commute together to the shir. You should listen to each other. That was his question
exactly
second ago.
Exactly what he said. I must say. You have to speak up.
Different accent.
You have to speak up.
Okay, I got to get a hearing aid.
So Omar Abaye, Ukumuhu Zaka Mukmeata. Look at Rashi. Klomar Eina Davar Nikar L'Shem Parashat Shkalim Ela Savri Shalon Estayma Parashat Vatat Tetzaveh Ad Kan. No one will realize that you're reading this for Parshat Shkalim. Baruch Shekivanta. As the Gemara asks your question, it'll look like that's just, people will think you just read a little extra. You know what happened? All right, keep your pants on.
No, the same question probably even if you didn't redo it.
Why?
Oh, because there's no repetition? That's what we did.
Yeah, because there's something that we do that indicates that this is a special reading. This is not just part of the regular.
No, the thing we read straight through. Every different master, you might still, and people might still know. Although different territory,
look,
I guess.
In other words, the fact that there's always going to be somebody. I was talking to a friend today, who is no longer Me'anshei Shlomeinu. But he was a learned fellow, and he went to Yeshiva Day School, and he went to a very fine yeshiva with an affiliated university in Washington Heights. I don't want to say where, lest it cast aspersion that one of the graduates has gone off to Derek. I'm calling you. Morningside Heights. Breuers. He studied in certain yeshiva in the greater Gush Etzion. And he has an MA in Jewish studies, and he spent some time and didn't finish smicha. He said to me today, it's ridiculous, the whole Tisha B'Av thing, people are still fasting and blah, blah, blah. If you ask any of these people in Queens or Riverdale or Teaneck, what's the difference between what happened on Shavuot, name me what's the difference between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Asar B'Teves, nobody would get it right. So I said, look, the fact that there are Ameharets in the world has never been a problem. But we're aware of this fact. That there, you know, you don't have to, in other words, the fact that there are people who don't necessarily, you know everything, so you don't have to adjust the whole system for that. Right? There's always going to be somebody who doesn't pay attention. How many people go to shul, like, walk out afterwards and you ask, what was this week's Parshat Shavua, and they wouldn't know? Because maybe they were reading last week's Torah tidbits and they got it wrong. And then take out another sefer. Do Hag Ben Glila and then put the sefer down and read from the same sefer?
If you need to make some kind of...
Anyway, so that's...
You need your solution, but the rabbi said, make an announcement. But anyway, there are shuls in the world that many don't have...
That would just be easier.
They don't have multiple...
Twitter. But in other words, there's got to be something that indicates there's got to be some kind of red flag waving to let you know that this aliyah is... And as nowadays, that's what we do. The Gabbai announces, we're about to read Parshat Shkalim, everyone should have kavona. And certainly for Parshat Zachar, we make a whole big deal out of it. So anyway, so listen to the Gemara. So the Gemara, Abaye says, if you do what Rav Yitzchak Napacha suggests, no one will notice that there was a special leaning. Look, it's interesting, the idea, if it wasn't Tetzaveh, it was Parshat Pekudei, right? First of all, nobody had a chumash in front of them. People knew, everybody knew that, wait a second, suddenly we went back? In the laning for Mincha yesterday, what's interesting about that laning?
It's
not contiguous. There's a jump. No, see, and you're amongst the most learned people in the neighborhood, and you were unaware of this fact. You were unaware. How often do you get the Levi Aliyah?
I got it.
You got it just yesterday.
No, that's not it. I don't remember. It's a long time ago.
If you compare what's written in the Siddur for the laning for Mincha on a Tanis Tzibur to the way it's printed in the Chumash, you'll see.
Mincha. Yeah, Mincha I knew. For sure. I thought you meant, that's the power of the two different stories.
If David says he knows, but it certainly looks fishy.
I thought you were talking about Shachar.
But could you imagine that there are people that were there in Mincha yesterday that didn't realize that there's an ellipsis?
Unimaginable. I'm one of them. Okay. This is what I saw,
right?
This is what we're doing.
So, in other words, it's also something. Again, we don't have to be choshish for the fact that there are Amearets in the world. But, okay, so not everybody's going to get it. The question is, like, what? Ella Omar Abaye, Karushita mi'vizot titzaveh, ad v'asita, v'chad tane v'kare michitisa ad v'asita. No, what should you do? Six people should lane the whole of the laning from the beginning of Tetzaveh through and including the first parasha of Kitisa, which is not necessary, because on a regular Shabbos you would have ended at the end of Tetzaveh. And then you go back and you reread Kitisa, the parasha for Parashat Shkalim, and it's the repetition that will indicate, that will make everybody take notes, oh, that is for Parashat Shkalim. But the point being that the four parashiot, the special leanings, have to somehow, you can't confuse the idea that this is just part of the normal leaning. Metve. Chaliot parashas muchala, ben milfaneha, ben milachareha, korin ota, vikoflin ota. If Parashat Shkalim comes out either right before or right after the that week's regular parasha, so then you read it, vikoflinota. That is like the opinion of Abaye. Right? In other words, you read it, and then the repetition of it is what indicates the special leaning. So bishlama la Abaye, that makes sense for Abaye. Nicha. El Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha Kasha. So how does that brisa? Yitzchak Napacha is in our Amora. And here you have a brisa that basically, with one big difference, that basically is siding with Abaye. That you read it and then you reread it. And the rereading is what indicates that it's a special leaning. But Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha said what? No, you just keep reading regular, and that's how you get Parshat Shkalim. So how does he go against a brisa? There's a brisa says, no, you have to read it and reread it.
But Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha was the one who said that you read 6 from Tetzaveh and the 7 from Kitisa.
Right, so there's no repetition. But the brisa says that for Parshat Shkalim, you have to, the brisa basically says like Abaye. So how does Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha go against the brisa? I know, Mela, that he disagrees with Abaye, but how does he disagree with a Tana?
Okay.
Because you looked ahead, you know it's a problem.
Shalom,
what's that with your eye? You're like an old married couple. Tell him he's got a little something in his teeth.
Couldn't want to pour down his eye, not me.
So Amar lecha Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, Ula Abaye Minicha. Wait, this is so easy. This supports the opinion of Abaye. Tinach lifoneho. So I understand when it says if the normal laning is the parashah the week before. So in other words, you read Parsha Tetzaveh, you get to the end of Tetzaveh, you go a little bit more, and you read the first 10 psukim of Kitisa, and then you repeat those 10 psukim of Kitisa. If you didn't repeat it, you don't need to read those psukim of Kitisa as part of the laning, as part of the Parsha Shavua, because it's not Parsha the Parsha of the Shavua, it's next week's Parsha. So why do you have to lane it twice? To make a heker, to make distinct that the laning of those psukim is dafka for Parshat Shkalim, and not because the Bal Korei didn't know where to end. You know, that happens all the time. The Bal Korei keeps going and nobody stops him. You know, the Bal Korei doesn't always know, like even a Bal Korei who knows the ta'amim, right, he doesn't always know exactly where the Parsha, where the Aliyah ends, and sometimes if he doesn't know, so he keeps going. What? Presumably. Not necessarily. Why? It's not like the first word is Kitisa. No, you keep reading Ve'edabe Hashem el Moshe le'mor Kitisa. Oh, Kitisa. Right?
Of course, it'll be like, you know, double parsha. You read parsha together or whatever.
But when you parsha together, you'll be a destination.
You know those the Bal Korei, he's sometimes like a you know, like an autopilot. You're like, once you're laning, you just keep going. And sometimes the Bal Korei reads, sometimes he'll even read a whole extra parasha p'tucha or something. And then they go back and they read Right? They go. They start the aliyah where it's supposed to start. They rewind a few psukim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha says it makes sense for Abaye when it's before. But what does it mean lachareha? Right? That it's the parasha afterwards. Heichi mishkachat. What's the case? Heichi mishkachat la. Elamai hitlacha lemeimar kofla b'shabbatot. Kofla b'shabbatot, Rashi says, shekorino ta shnei shabbatot zu achar zu. In other words, you read it 2 weeks in a row. As if Shkalim was not on Parshat Ki Tesa, but on Parshat Vayakhel,
you could wind up reading it.
So you end up reading those psukim two weeks in a row.
Which is probably the case that happened, not the case in
Yom. Well, the way our calendar works, it doesn't come out on Tetzaveh.
Well, why is it in the Tetzaveh also read it twice, 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, but in other words, when you read it 2 weeks in a row in Tetzaveh, it's the first week that's the problem. The second week, when it's really just Kitisa without Parshat Shkalim, so then you don't have to do anything. There needs to be no special indication. Then you read the Psukim as part of their role in Parshat Shavua.
Why doesn't the Brayta mention if it falls out on Kitisa?
If it falls out on Kitisa. No, because they're Kitisa, then you read from Kitisa to the beginning to the end, and then you go back and you read those psukim again.
That's the thing you should do. Yeah. Like why, you know, if you're telling me before and after, why didn't somebody else go there in the same way? The same conclusion.
No, so that's the next Gemara. Don't ask a question unless you're prepared to read five words ahead. Right. If Parshat Shkalim is on Kitisa, Atzma, Omer B'Yitzchak Napacha, Karu Shita Min V'Asita Ad V'Yakel, V'Chad Kari Michitisa. So he says, what do you do? Says, what would we, it doesn't happen, but what would we do, according to our halacha, if Parshat Shkalim came out of Kitisa, what would we do?
The Machir would go back and roll back.
You'd roll back a few columns and you'd read Kitisa again. What does he suggest you do? Skip the first. Yeah, so skip the first seven psukim. Begin Rishon from the Kiyor. Read to the end. Read the parsha over six aliyahs, and then you go back and
he's consistent. He doesn't believe in repeating, right? Even from Akhtir or anything. Maybe I don't.
Is that valid?
Oh, you're cooking with oil.
I mean, well, 1 second. What does it matter? Why can't you read Parsha Shkolim? You're saying like to skip Parsha Shkolim and read the other six aliyah. And if we read Parsha Shkolim in the first aliyah, we're still Yotze. Everybody realizes it. Why does it have to be at the end?
What if you just read Parsha Shkolim comes out on Kitisa? So you say Yamod Hakohen. And you tell everybody when we read Rishon, everybody should have in mind that this reading is also for Shkalim. It is different, although there are no other cases where something comes up.
I'm wondering what
motivation is.
Yeah.
Is it because he wants to save time, like Tefillah is to grow to read things more than once?
Oh.
Or is it maybe like one of these issues of modim, where you read it more than once, you're going to think it has extra... I mean, he's going out of his way to never repeat, even as Machir.
So what's his motivation?
I'm just saying, it's probably one of those two. Either Tefillah is the word, you shouldn't have to read the same thing, you should have to read more of the same thing.
Right.
Or maybe there's some like theological issues of repeating something and you end up giving it.
But what is certainly unusual about his position when it's Parshat Shkalim on Kitisa?
It's out of order. But still you don't
right.
Read more.
Right. So Matkif Lo Abaye. Hashta Amri Lemafreyahu to Kari. But now you're reading it out of order. Ela Omar Abaye, Karushita Ad Vayakel, Vechad Tane Vekare Michitisa. That's the way we would do it. You read the whole thing beginning to end. You read all of Kitisa beginning to end. Vechad Tane, what is Vechad Tane? What's Tane? Vishinantim Tanaim. To repeat. Shinun is teaching through repetition. Mishnitra. Right? The Tanaim were the Tanaim because they repeated the Mishnayot. And then you go back and you read it. Vezavetanya kevate de abaye. Chaliyot bechitisa atzma korinota vekuflinota. And there's a brisa that supports that position. Meaning we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak Lepacha. What Rabbi Yitzchak Lepacha's bug was. So presumably David's correct. Either Tirchat Tzibura or. But he was so committed to this idea that you would have even laned the parsha out of order. Which is so. Unusual, so unfamiliar, so unprecedented. Is there any case?
No one's had that much rule on the Shabbat at Mincha. So, like, you have like five or six people who are not a lane. In the second Mincha, there was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
They learned how to lane the parasha. So, when people take it, like, when Mr. Parasha is on our site, who accepts the man, to get it. Maybe you should have laned Akev, I don't know.
I don't. But that wouldn't have been Lamafreya. They would have read the wrong parsha. Okay. Lamafreya means you're reading it out of order. Now, I mean, we've discussed the topic of Lamafreya. When did we discuss the topic of Lamafreya? Megillah. There's an explicit Mishnah that says the Megillah cannot be read out of sequence, meaning you can't jump from perek to perek. Because it does damage to the narrative. But in Kriyas HaTorah, what would happen if by accident, what's that, there's a Latin, a Greek words, there are all types of Greek words for different types of reading errors. You know, like when you're reading and you get to the end of a line and then you skip ahead and you've skipped one line, right? In other words, as your eyes move from left to right, if you're reading English, this is your field. There's a Greek term for all the different types of reading, and you know sometimes you can skip a line, or so you know. There's a different Greek term where you go back to the beginning of the same line, you read it again, and then there's a different term where you go and you skip a line, and.
Well, much harder, I think, because in punctuation. Like really
they didn't have punctuation.
Spaces,
no, but even work. Right. But even in English, no. Any given night, I get into bed, I read myself to sleep. I never fall asleep without reading. And then the next night, I get into bed and I pick up the book, and you know, half my time is trying to figure out. Okay, wait, where was I? Where did I fall asleep? What you know? At what point was I? But there's always a point, like as I'm drifting off, where you're constantly doing this.
Read the same
and
sometimes over and over again.
And I know, and sometimes you can skip a line and somehow it makes sense.
It makes grammatical sense.
Right. In other words, it could be that it's anyway, there are Greek terms for David, no doubt will send us the
but
link
as well. Somebody all of a sudden started reading and Kedisa, you know, its number of lines afterwards supposed to start. I mean, we'd start shouting out, everybody would correct the reader. Like today, the reader pronounces the word wrong, everybody corrects the reader.
Right. Presumably, that wasn't necessarily the case when people didn't have a chumash in front of them, and when not everyone was learned of law. If you were reading in the Beis Medrash in Pumbedisa, presumably they would catch you.
Right.
If you were Stam and...
Yeah. And the guy starts reading, you don't even hear the word kikitsa somewhere in the first seven, eight words. You realize something's wrong.
Yeah,
very
then,
wrong.
Then when we go back, you wouldn't realize that they're going back to the Sefer Shkol. You think they're just going back because you have to go back.
Right.
Maybe I should correct the mistake. That's the problem.
Anyway, the Gemara now goes back to quote the Mishnah, Chaliot betocha Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is in the middle of the week, Makdimim leShabbat she'avra. So Parshat Shkalim would be on whatever the previous Shabbat was, as opposed to these cases where we're talking about Rosh Chodesh on Shabbat. Itmar. Itmar means what? Yes, sir. Let's see if everybody else catches on. Rosh Chodesh Adar shechal liot be'erev Shabbat. So in other words, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, so the previous Shabbat is Parshat Shkalim. But what if it's on a Friday? So Rav Amar Makdimin, Ushmul Amar Ma'achrin. So Rav says, no matter what, whether Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday or a Friday or any day in between, Parshat Shkalim is always the previous Shabbat. But Shmuel says if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Sunday to a Thursday, the previous Shabbat is Shkalim. But if it's on a Friday, then that following day, that following Shabbat, is Parshat Shkalim. So Rav Amar Makdimin, you do it on the previous Shabbat, to Imkain, Batsare Lahu Yomei Shulchanot. Because if not, you're going to reduce the amount of table days. What are the table days? You remember, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announce that on Parshas Shkalim, they announce you have to do the Shkalim. And on the 15th of Adar, they, right? Remember, go back to the bottom of Kaf Tet Omud Aleph. Tznan Hatam Be'echad Ba'Adar Mashmin Al Hashkalin Ve'Al Hakiloyim. They would announce, right? Bachrazat Beitin about the Hatzi Shekel. And when would they put out these change tables for everybody to go? No. On the 15th. So why do they announce it on the Rosh Chodesh? Or the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh? No, so that's the machloket. Sholin v'dorshin b'ilchat chag. How much time was now? So we pass in Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. Right? So even according to the opinion that it's, you only need to start doing it 2 weeks in advance. No, in other words, there's a machlokas, how much time in advance do you have to start making the announcements for the upcoming Yom Tov. So once it's 30 days, once it's 2 weeks.
No, but
what
if you say...
No, so here either way. As if you say it's 30 days, when do you have to give the shekel? By Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right. So if you start announcing on Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have 30 days. Ah, but what about the opinion that says it's 2 weeks? So even that you can fit in. Right? And if according to the opinion that you need 2 weeks, so then you should only announce it on Purim. Right? 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh. So no. They would still announce, even according to that sheet, that you would announce it on Rosh Chodesh Adar, because what's in 2 weeks from now? 2 weeks from now is when they set up the change tables for people to go and get the Chatzi Shekel. Right? So either way, this machlokes can work out either way with Rosh Chodesh. But if you're ma'achrin, so then there won't be enough time. You won't have to do 2 weeks in advance of the Shulchanot. Yeah. Ushmul Amar Ma'achrin. Omar Lacha Sof Sof Chamisar B'Malei Shabta. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Friday, when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday, when is the 15th of the month anyway? It's also on a Friday. And on Friday, they wouldn't have set up the Shulchanot. because it's like close to Shabbat, it's lo matim. So in all cases they would have waited until Sunday.
It should give you too few days until Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
No, in other words, they don't lose it. And even according to the opinion that you need two full weeks of these Shulchanot, obviously the Shulchanot were not working on Shabbos, right?
Right, but you still need two calendar weeks. So if you did it,
they didn't have three calendar weeks because they lost the day because of the
week. Anyway, they would have lost. So right. He says, so if it comes out on Friday, Nicha we can manage. It's close. We can round up.
It'll be two business weeks.
Right. The Shulchanot lo nafkeh, right? Ad chad b'shabbat, right? They wouldn't have set up the tables until Sunday anyway, which is the 17th.
But Kuli Alma, if it was on Sunday, everyone would agree that that'd be fine.
Right.
So
anyway, so you don't gain anything. Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, right? It makes no difference. If the problem is how many days of the tables you're going to have, it makes no difference whether you're makdim to the previous Shabbat 6 days earlier, or you're ma'acher one day to Shabbat, because anyway the tables aren't going to open until the following Sunday, right? So you don't lose anything. Hilchach ma'achrin. Tznan, chaliot betocha Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, makdim in l'sha'avar, you pull it back to the previous Shabbat, umafsik in l'shabbat acheret, and the Shabbat between Rosh Chodesh and the following week, you don't have anything. In other words, the four parashiyot aren't always four parashiyot in a row. Right? And according to all opinions, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Sunday through Thursday, so the previous week is Parshat Shkalim, and then you have a week off. My love, a filu be'erev Shabbat. Lo, betocha Shabbat dafka. So Tashma, ezehi Shabbat rishona, kol shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar liot betocha. Vafilu be'erev Shabbat. My love, a filu be'erev Shabbat. Dumya detocha. So you see that, in other words, the opinion must be like, yeah, that in other words, that even when it comes out on Friday, you're makdim.
Can you go back
with
that explanation again?
No, like Rav.
Not like a bai. In other words, since anyway you have this week off in between,
right?
So even if it comes out on Friday, he says you would do it the previous week. So that goes against the Abaye. So Omar Shmuel, v'chein tana de Beis Shmuel, ba, v'chein tana de Beis Shmuel, ba k'tnai, misargin l'shabbatot. Diver Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elezer Omer Ein Misargin. That is whether or not you skip the weeks. Now, is it better to have the four parashiyot in? Is it ideal to spread them out, or to bunch them up? So he says Misargin. You can spread them out. So Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elezer Ein Matai Ani Omer Ein Misargin. Bizman shechaliot be'erev Shabbat, when it comes out on Friday. Aval bizman shechaliot betocha Shabbat, makdim. Bekorin mishabbat she'avra, afal pi shehu shvat. Because even though, when you lay it that far in advance, it could still be.
Well,
it's certainly Shvat. Yeah.
That's important. Friday is
right. Okay. It's a little early, but maybe we'll end here at the end of this Mishnah.